Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, once again. Welcome to Spectrum. I'm Steve Warren. We have two guests here today from the Small Business Administration, the SBA. We have Manly Lin, who is here to tell us about her adventures in the world of small business, and also one of the regional supervisors, whose name happens to be Peter Fennell. So we'll talk to Peter in just a bit. But first of all, we'd like to welcome you, Manly, for coming with us. And tell us a little bit about your background and maybe some of the education and how you ended up where you are today with the SBA.
Well, I found the school, Long Island University, they have a special program. It's combined management and computer science. So I learned management, you know, in marketing and also computer science. So I'm glad that actually right now, actually, these are two really industry that actually most popular and help the business. And then I got the second master degree in teaching English as second language, because I can see, you know, what I guess I got through really need some books really for us, because most of the Chinese, they think maybe English teacher, you know, American would be better English teacher for them, but actually because they don't understand the grammar's difference, you know, so I just want to develop my new method actually,
how
to teach them in grammar especially. And the other things is, when I learned English in Taiwan, our teachers, they never been in America. They never speak English. So we know how to write and read, but we cannot speak. So my master thesis actually is the pronunciation of English, because we didn't know actually there are rules. When I learned English, actually, I just memorized each word. I didn't know there are some rules that actually you can apply to pronunciation.
Well, there are more than one way to learn Chinese.
Right.
Obviously, even there's a difference between learning Chinese in Taiwan and learning Chinese in mainland China. And obviously, the written language is somewhat similar, but the spoken language is different.
Different, right.
Although in mainland China, they do use the simplified characters.
Right.
And in Taiwan, they use the
traditional
characters.
Right.
So there can be even a little bit of confusion. And yeah, I don't think I would really trust a non-Chinese person to really teach me Chinese. But nevertheless. So when you were in growing up in Taiwan, what were your interests that led you into the academic environment that you went into?
After I graduated, actually, when I was in the graduate school, I took a test, and then 2 weeks before I finished my second master degree, I was called, because they called by the scores. So New York State Department of Labor have an opening for employment services. So actually, I worked for New York State Department of Labor for 14 years, helped the job seekers.
Very nice. Right, to find
a job. Then, but that time, actually, the biggest problem for me is there are not so many jobs, you know, available. So when SBA have opening, I was thinking, you know, if I can help more people be successful in business, they can hire more people. So, because I really think, especially, you know, in the immigration community, they just cannot find good jobs.
So it's good. It's like the story of the Trojan horse. You can do more damage from the inside than from the outside looking in. Peter, let me bring you in here just for a moment, because you actually sort of oversee a region here around the greater New York area. Give us just a couple of bullet points on the goals, the objectives, the background of the Small Business Administration, the SBA, which is headquartered in Washington but have offices pretty much everywhere.
Well, the Small Business Administration is founded to help Americans to start, grow, and develop their businesses. And to achieve that, provide access through counseling and mentoring, capital, contracting, we call our three C's, and then beyond that, research and development. The SBA is a point of contact for 11 different government agencies to get into research and development grants along those lines. But as far as our three C's, our counseling and mentoring, we have our resource partners provide those services for the people. So you have SCORE, Senior Service Corps Retired Executives. We have the Small Business Development Centers. We have the Women Business Centers. And for veterans, we have the Veteran Business Outreach Center. And they provide counseling, mentoring, helping people with their business plan, their marketing, their outreach. You know, that's their focus there. So, in general, businesses that have ongoing mentoring, maybe once a quarter sitting down, are going to be twice as likely to succeed past that 5 years and beyond, and twice as profitable as non-mentored businesses. So, it's key in the development of the business. And we try to direct as many businesses as possible to our resource partners that are there to provide those services, whether it be licensing for the business and more.
The SBA, how approachable is it if someone thinks it's a government-type agency and their headquarters are in Washington? Sometimes that can be a little daunting or intimidating. What type of access can people have to your services? How do they break down the barriers and get to you?
Our website, you can look up our local offices, which are fall under district offices. New York State has three district offices. And there you find inside a contact for all the personnel in the office there. Our mission is to get out there in the communities and work with the people. So we're going to try to meet with you, talk with you, and direct you to the most appropriate resource partner of ours for additional help. And so if you're looking to get involved with government contracting, if you need capital for your business, to direct you in the right area. And I like to say under the capital that last year, in 2017, basically the banks say no to the business, just to sum it up quickly. And then the SBA, we're guaranteeing the loans. Over $1 billion of lending was done in 14 counties of New York in support of small businesses. So essentially, this is businesses starting, businesses continuing operations, you know, just staying, and businesses expanding. And so we're there for them, and this is with the guarantee. The banks are doing the lending, and the SBA is guaranteeing a portion of the loan, but they only get to those guarantees once the bank has said no under their traditional lending. And so we feel very proud that we're able to support the businesses.
I think most people, when they think of SBA, do think of the SBA loan as, you know, almost like a single entity like the SBA loan is what they've heard of the most. Where are we in the small business world right now? Prices for things are going up, and starting businesses and rents and things like that. Is it difficult, or is there still windows open?
It is always, I'm going to say it is difficult. It is challenging, but if it's your passion, if you are passionate about it, and the SBA and our resource partners are there with resources to help you. When you sit down with this counseling mentoring I mentioned before, it is free. There is no charge for however many times. And their job is not to write the business plan for you or your marketing plan or anything, but to guide you through it, because it needs to be your work. It needs to be your plan. And that's we're there for the people. And there's other organizations also supporting there. But we... like anything, it can be difficult to get started with a business. But if you look and you reach out, there is support for you.
In an entrepreneurial world, many people are coming up with new ideas and obviously new business opportunities, new inventions, new products and services. But sometimes they don't have a lot of collateral, or they don't have a lot of inventory. How much of the guaranteeing of a loan? It depends upon your confidence in that company, and how much of it depends on how much they can secure themselves.
Right. So you're going to look at, with anybody taking out a loan, the bank looks at you. When it goes to an SBA loan, you're looking at, the SBA is more of a cash flow lender. Okay, looking that you're able to meet your current obligations plus the new added obligation you're looking there. But quite often when you're talking about starting up, you're looking at, what is their past experience? So has this person been not only in the business but working in this field for many years? Do they have the experience in this area? So then what you find is there's different levels of financing. So a traditional bank might not look at you until 2 or 3 years and then consider you as a startup after 2 or 3 years. And sometimes they will help a business right from day one because they have such a wealth of experience and knowledge in that area. But when they are starting up and it's something pretty new for them, they don't have the experience, they don't have a lot behind them, quite often, we also have alternative lenders. We have micro lenders that are there before the banks when you're really starting up. So you can get just something to get off the ground. And we try to direct people to say, okay, it'd be nice to have an office, to have everything set up day one. But what can you start with? What is the minimum? Okay, and we work to identify what is that going to cost, and what is going to be the monthly cash drain on that, and so how long do you have to go to get to the break even point and start moving forward?
So you start building your track record.
Yes.
Yeah, Manley, what's you've been doing some seminars?
Actually, my territory is Queens, but I'm also international trade officer, so I go to 14 counties.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
So you get all over the place.
Right.
What part of it do you like the best?
No, when you really talk to them, they have a dream, okay? And you can tell them step by step, you know, because they are confused. They don't know what to do. So usually I have a basic 5 topics. The first one is how to start a business, 10 steps. And then how SBA can help you. And then how to write your business plan. Usually I teach them how to write it. They draft it and bring to our resource partner. They can modify for them. Then the next one is marketing. And the last one is how to get government contract and export, maybe for the global market. So I think, you know, for those entrepreneurs have dreams, actually, they can have a basic knowledge about how to start it and maybe also can help them make the right decision. Not everybody actually should go to business.
Yes, that's probably the best advice that I've heard from both of you, is not everybody should go into business. It isn't.
Right.
It isn't for everybody, and there is an unbelievable timeline in day one to break even in many cases, and it's impatience, I think, gets in the way of good business sometimes.
You know, especially for the immigrant community, you know, they came here, they cannot speak the language here. So most of them, they want to do something that actually they like to do and maybe totally different from what their, you know, they have background or experience. So, they don't know the market here. So it's very important to let them know, you know, actually they have to do the research and really make sure that they will get profits. You know, I always tell them, you know, dream is dream, but you have to live, you know, in reality. So we help them, you know, usually I work with science industry and business library in Manhattan. This library really can help them open their mind and open their eyes to see the reality. And then we... about the lending, okay? In Chinese community, actually, that's a big problem. They don't have credit. They don't use credit card. They don't have any credit. So when they need to borrow money, that's really a challenge. So I think right now, I've been working in SBA for 12 years. I think I'm trying to change them, the mindset of them. Say, you know, you have to borrow money if you need to borrow money. And you have to borrow money when you have money. I think for Chinese, that's the biggest principle.
I would
have to
agree, I think. I mean, and it's even going forward to today, there are many places in Chinatown, in Flushing, in Sunset Park, where it's a cash world.
Right.
It's totally a cash world.
Right.
And even if you buy $100 worth of something, there's no credit card accepted in a lot of the stores, and in some cases no sales tax either. So there's a learning curve about getting with the program.
For them, actually, I think for the immigrant, they really have to learn the culture here. You know, in Chinese, we never thought that actually you have to borrow money when you have money. But I tell them in U.S. you have to have credit, you know, you have to have change your mind, and you need to borrow money from the lenders, not just from your friends, relatives. That's a big scam, actually, in Chinese.
Well, the Chinese community has for centuries been a saving community, a saving culture, and now it's being required to turn into a spending culture, especially since there's a growing middle class in China and more opportunities for people to move ahead in their careers and in their business world. So there's a whole head-turning process that that has been going on now for the past few decades.
And I also have a lot of Chinese delegation visit here. So I give them presentation if they encourage them to invest in U.S. And many of them, actually, they want to establish business in U.S., so I have to tell them, actually, you know, the rules, you know, they have to learn about the rules, and it's different from China. So something good for them, and also, but let them realize, actually, it's not as easy as they thought.
I'd like to keep our conversation going in the future, so I would like to invite you to come back, because I know that business is a seasonal thing, and that there's different things that happen at different times of the year and different events that you're involved with. So Peter and Manly, I hope you will keep our business card close at hand.
Okay, they'd go to sba.gov and look under local offices. Just like they're looking up any store, any location finder on the web, and then just select district office and find the New York district office there. And then we have a list of all the staff. Everybody's listed there. And it's that way for the SBAs in all 50 states and U.S. territories, so we're everywhere for that.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, and I look forward to seeing you again here in our studio or out at one of the Small Business Expos, and we will try to keep your name in front of our listeners as often as we can, just by letting them know what is available, and when you have any new initiatives or opportunities, you let us know and we'll pass it along.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.